4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, North Korea's military raises the prospect of a missile strike against the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam after Washington issued a stern warning to Pyongyang. Now, North Korea's army spokesman said that the strike plan would be carried out in a, quote, multi-current and consecutive way any moment once the leader makes a decision. Another North Korean military source has been quoted as saying that the country could launch a preemptive strike if the U.S. showed signs of provocation. Earlier on Tuesday, U.S. President warned North Korea of serious consequences if it, quote, threatened America.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Donald Trump was speaking at a meeting with his administration officials in the state of New Jersey, where he is spending his vacation. Meanwhile, the Washington Post has published a confidential assessment by intelligence officials who say North Korea has produced miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit into its intercontinental ballistic missiles. Tensions between the U.S. and North Korea have flared up in the wake of Pyongyang's launch of two ICBMs, followed by the United Nations sanctions. Let's speak to Scott Bennett. He's a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Bennett. Now, Trump, they're using words like fire and fury and power, the likes of which the world has never seen before. Are we seeing the U.S. gearing up for some form of a military confrontation with North Korea?
Well, if Trump was foolish enough to do any sort of military action, it would be the end of his presidency. He would be impeached. I'm very suspicious that this is a setup by H.R. McMaster and James Mattis and General Kelly, who have surrounded President Trump, similar to Richard Nixon before he was impeached. These military personnel have isolated Trump, and I'm very skeptical that they may be setting him up for a major fall. I don't think that Trump is that foolish. I think he's just speaking with bravado and a boldness that is rather overanimated, I think. But let's never forget, the Congress of the United States declares war, not the president. And he would probably be impeached if he did take a war action, because that's precisely what the founding fathers established the Congress to do, not the president, because of the life-changing, severe implications of war. So
right, but Mr. Bennett, let me just jump in there. This is a Congress that you're talking about, which had okayed the Iraq War, which was also okay with other acts of war that were carried out by the United States, and is also taking a very hawkish stance when it comes to North Korea and even countries like Iran.
Yeah. Oh, I have no faith in the United States Congress at all for anything noble or virtuous or honest or true. I think they're a pack of liars and schizophrenics and child molesters. I don't think there's anything redeeming about the United States Congress, except for a few people like Senator Dick Black and Senator Tulsi Gabbard, and a few intelligent congressmen and senators that don't want war. But you're exactly right. This is a Congress that has had the mendacity to create Russian, Iranian, North Korean sanctions based on lies and propaganda regarding Russian interference in the election that never occurred. We've had electronic proof of that. But that being said, this could be an attempt to push Trump into doing something of a military nature against Korea, which is totally unwarranted and not needed. North Korea is not a threat to the United States. It's not going to threaten or take any action against Japan or South Korea. It is trying to preserve its life against the destiny which is which Libya and Iraq and now Syria have suffered. Libya is a test case for what happens if you don't have a deterrent capability, as is Iraq. And I think they've learned that lesson. The only hope for Korea is to make it a Switzerland in a sense and allow it to be reunited, but it has to be done in a three partnership way. It has to be done with the agreement of China, Russia, and the United States in exchange for the United States pulling out all of its military. And in exchange for that, China and Russia will also hold North Korea to account and be responsible and allow the Korean Peninsula to reunite. There's no reason for the United States to be there. This has been a failed policy since the 1951 Korean War. And it, of course, it is simply pushed by the military-industrial complex and these old men generals who don't fight. They sit back in Washington and talk on the news and serve on think tanks like the RAND Corporation and get paid to do nothing. But young men die, and that's why those of us who've seen war and been in war don't want it. And there is really no need for it, because as much as you may criticize the North Korean political leader, he's full of braggadocio and hot air himself.
Okay,
so
I'm going to have
really
to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's a former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer Scott Bennett speaking to us from San Francisco via Skype. Mr. Bennett, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.